The consumer watchdog, the ACCC, is investigating allegations that basketball fans at last night's US versus Australia game in Melbourne were ripped off. Ticket holders were already angry that some of the biggest stars in the game didn't line up for the match as advertising had suggested. And things got worse when some patrons, including an Oscar winner, found they didn't have a clear view of the action. Samantha Donovan prepared this report.
Time now to meet USA's senior men's national team.
It seems staging a much-hyped basketball game in a stadium usually used for footy matches may not be such a good idea. After her night at Docklands Stadium, Renee called into ABC Radio Melbourne.
We were up the back in level three, and it was a very long way from the court to be able to see anything. And we had friends who were there on level one, and I think, to be honest, they probably had the best seats. They could certainly see a lot better than the people who were on the ground by the looks of things. I do think greed probably took over. You know, even just things like they were clearly out for the money. They're charging $40 for parking. You know, those expectations and the way that it was promoted, I don't think that they've met expectations.
While Renee said she was in a cheap seat, Oscar winner Russell Crowe paid big money for his posse. He tweeted a video of his impeded view, adding, $1,500 a ticket for this view, Australia versus USA. Joke's on me. If you weren't among 50,000 there and you chose to watch it on TV at home, good decision. But another talkback caller, Janet, didn't have any complaints.
Well, I really enjoyed it. And as a basketball purist, I always knew it was going to be a basketball game in the middle of a football stadium. And even with football, you know, you can't see half the time what's on the other side of the ground and you're looking at the big screens.
And another caller, Sean, also had a good time.
In Australia, we've got to realise we don't get these events all the time. You know, my worry here is that we're basically becoming a bit of a nation of whingers.
Former Boomer Andrew Gaze was commentating on the match. He acknowledges a smaller stadium may have been preferable.
I think if you went to Rod Laver Arena, that holds about 14,000, and clearly when you've got 51,000 there last night and over 50,000 going tomorrow, then a lot of people would have missed out. So it is a fine line. They've learnt from this experience, and I'm sure that if it was to happen again, that it wouldn't take a radical modification to fix some of those problems that arose from those people on the ground level.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission was already investigating the basketball blockbuster after getting complaints the promoters had used images of players who weren't coming to Australia to promote the series of games in Melbourne and Sydney. LeBron James and Steph Curry were among the stars the ads appeared to suggest would be on court. A tweet marketing tickets billed the match as the biggest game Australia has ever seen, with the greatest names in basketball history. The ACCC chairman Rod Sims has told ABC Radio Melbourne there's been a flood of complaints.
The investigation is about the fact that it was advertised with various superstars involved, only to find once people had bought the tickets that they weren't involved. I mean, that's the allegation we're looking at. And under our Act, we can determine whether or not that's misleading conduct. We'll add the seating issue into the investigation, but as I say, it's a question of whether people have been misled. The law basically says, well, buyer beware, but of course buyer can't beware if they're actually misled. And if we find that people were misled, then the option open to us is to take the organisers to court.
The ACCC chairman Rod Sims ending Samantha Donovan's report.